And did you meet Cervantes? Great personality, I suppose. As great as his works. Something's wrong with the world if this poor girl is this bad. Excuse me, can we help you with something?
No, excuse me for showing myself up like this.
What's wrong?
The treatments I've received from the director of that company are not being able to play a role in the theatre.
Have you tried to join the company?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I'm sorry to tell you that Elizabethan theatre doesn't admit damsels. Decree from the Queen and other laws.
I know, but please understand that I come from a working family and I don't give up on great injustices.
Well said, lady.
Excuse me, you remind me of someone.
Of course. He's the great
Wilbur Nobody, yes. You can call me Mr. Nobody.
And you are?
Richard Caine. I could add, Richard Caine, the cripple, but...
Anne Hathaway, nice to meet you. Were you going to the Royal Exchange?
Not at all. We are humble people who want to do what we like. We're going to work in the theatre.
Are you from the theatre company?
We're one audition away.
Good luck. Break a leg.
Thank you, lady. Now, if you'll excuse us...
Richard, we cannot leave her like this.
Well, you see, she wants the impossible.
Oh, optimistic Richard being a negative.
What do you want? Put a flute down there and give her a moustache? No, Will.
Excuse me, Anne. I think there is a way to get into the company.
Are you sure?
Well, you will need to make a change in your clothes and maybe add some hair to your face, but...
Don't listen to this, Mr. Nobody. What he's saying is impossible.
I would do anything to perform Shakespeare's plays.
Sorry?
It is incredible how William Shakespeare writes to live his characters, to feel the passion of any passage of his works.
Don't make a fuss.
He's my hero.
He is a person like any other.
Do you know him?
Well, I have actually read some of his works. they are interesting, and that's all. You know what? Forget pretending to be a man. It was a bad idea.